Well, good morning, everybody, from Hawaii all the way to the afternoon. Good afternoon to our folks as far as Connecticut and down as far south as Florida. We are very excited. I am very excited. I hope to get you very excited because, first of all, welcome and thank you for being here. I want to recognize every single one of you for the fact that you are here. And that you are, you know, among the ambitious. Now, I'm hearing a little bit of noise, so somebody might be on the moderator line, or you may have hit star six in order to mute yourself, but it might have unmuted you. So if you're on there, and there's a little bit of background noise. But I want to recognize all of you for being with us tonight or this morning. I'm usually doing these calls in the evening. And say Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. First day of Kwanzaa, it's Boxing Day. If you're atheist, that's okay. I don't impose my beliefs on anybody, but I do invite everybody to express theirs. This is freedom of expression. We should never be afraid or suppressed in our expression of our beliefs, and regardless of what they are. So it's a time to celebrate. It's a time to celebrate holidays. It's a time to celebrate, you know, the things that you personally choose. And I want to celebrate life. I want to celebrate life. I want to celebrate the abundance that has been brought into my life. I want to give thanks and praise. And I want to act in humility as a servant to make this world a better place, to make this planet a better host for our children and the children of our children's children and for generations to come. I want to make sure that they don't remember us as the ones who messed it up, but maybe the ones who started to make it better. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be amazing? Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a good thing to look forward to and to set our intention on looking forward in 2016? I love setting positive intentions. I love being around like-minded, well-intended people who believe that they could change the world. And I believe that's who we have on the line tonight. So congratulations. I recognize you. I welcome you. And I thank you. So, you know, New Year's is about resolution season. And everybody gets confused and thinks that, you know, starting January 1st and everybody immediately, you know, that's for the people who are quitting smoking and pretending by smoking 40 cigarettes in one day and then not really quitting, or people are quitting, you know, some of those things and they're not really ready to quit. You know what I'm talking about. I've probably done it myself on some level. But the real resolutions that people dig down in and start, that starts after like the second, third week of January, believe it or not, when people have thought about things, they've reassessed the year before, they've recovered from the hangover of the money they've spent and the food and the drink and all of that, and they decide, you know what, it's time that I get ready, it's time that I change, I really need to. And so the truth is that I've monitored this for years on the health side of it, I've been in this industry a long time, on the health side of it, the health resolutions usually start by February, you know, somewhere around last week of January, first or second week of February, people are seriously saying, I've reassessed my finances and I've overspent, but I'm ready to invest in me. I want to give a gift to myself, and that's the gift of health. And we got to take advantage of that. You know, what does that mean? Well, that means we have about 30 days to really be in position, and the sooner the better. Okay, we need to get in position to benefit from the inevitable momentum that's going to be created, the billions of dollars that are going to be spent on self-improvement that are going to be wasted from false promises. And we need to save people from themselves, and we need to get in a position to show them the truth, a program that truly works, and that's what I'm so excited to do. Well, how do we maximize our impact? How do we maximize our impact and maximize our benefit to the communities that we serve? Well, I want you to imagine, you know, some people came up to me, really awesome people at Purium, and they came up to me and they said, you know what, I want to get a kiosk and I want to sit in the mall and I want to tell everybody about Purium that's doing their Christmas shopping. And I said, well, you know, that's an interesting concept, because what you're saying is you want to be where the volume is. You know that people are going to be marching through those malls. There's going to be thousands of people going, and you want to be there where the people are. And that makes a lot of sense. I said, the problem is they're going to be in the masses. They're going to be moving in big crowds. They're going to want everything to happen really fast. The secret is to find that same volume at a time when they're not thinking about Christmas, at a time that they're not distracted by other things and they're able to focus. And we're going to talk about some of those kiosks that exist that you could take advantage of that are not kiosks in a mall during Christmas. It's more of an analogy. These are kiosks of where traffic goes through. That's where you want to set up. You want to set up your kiosk, if you would. You want to set up your ability to talk to people where people are coming. And if they're going somewhere, where they are already knowing that they're going to be improving themselves, then we've got a really, really good location. Volume plus intention. You have a lot of people going to a place with the intention of looking, feeling, or getting better. Oh boy, that's a kiosk that I want to be in. Isn't that a kiosk that you want to be in? Ask yourself, if you're really thinking about working Perium, how many bodies, how many people, how many potential people are you going to expose yourself to? And when you expose yourself to them, how many of them are already in a mindset of self-improvement or healing or getting or feeling better? That's where you want to set up. And that's why I want to tell you about what I've been really excited about for more than 20 years and have never done it. I started doing it 25 years ago with my roommate Guillermo, who had a beauty salon. And we said, let's start a company called Health Beauty Concept. And I did. And we started asking beauty salons to help promote nutrition by putting a box of products in their store. And we had three or four stores that did really great. And they were the ones who weren't into the party scene. Because back then, 25 years ago, that's what beauty salons were into. They were very, very serious social and party scenes. But that is changing. The demographic of America is changing. The reason people go to these places is definitely changing. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for us, because now I want to explain to you that the world has evolved so much that today you could order anything online. You could drive through and pick up anything. You could have some delivered to you, almost anything, but 90%+ of people still make an appointment, drive in, and sit down for 45 minutes to an hour and a half on a regular basis to do something they can't get delivered, that they can't order online, that they can't drive through, and that's to look better, to get their hair prepared. Okay, very few people do their own hair cutting. That means they've got to trust somebody to stand behind them with scissors. Okay? You trust that person who's standing behind you with scissors next to your jugular vein, okay? I'm just saying. The bottom line is that we have created this scenario for you that I think is going to allow you to do extreme volume. And this is a great place to promote the core three. This is a great place to promote an athlete's transformation. And it's a great place to promote a 10-day transformation, because people are going to want to get ready for some people just like to jump into. They're really excited. They want action. They want results now. That's the energy that propels a 10-day transformation as well. So remember, most people, I'm going to say most women, go to a salon every 5 to 6 weeks. That's 9 times a year. And guess what? Guess what's the maximum seasons when most people go? Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Easter, graduation season, and then according to statistics, weddings comes next. I guess a lot of people get their hairdos done just in time for weddings. So those are, and there's a wedding season. I guess it's in the springtime. So there's these seasons where salons are super busy, and guess what? 80% of them are in the next 4 months, Valentine's Day, New Year's, okay? New Year's resolution season, of course, that's a different thing altogether. but weddings as well in the springtime. So you got four out of the five top reasons why people go to beauty salons happening in the next 120 days. Okay. So this is opportunity just screaming. Okay. This is opportunity. And here's the great thing. Again, I'm going to reiterate, in case you didn't understand, that there's very few times, almost never a time, when you have got literally thousands of people who are going to be available to you. I'll do the math for you in a little bit, but here's the point again. They're isolated. They have time to talk. They trust the person they're talking to. They are in a position where they go in not looking or feeling great about themselves, but being excited that they're about to look and feel really good about themselves again, because they're about to go through a transformation called a haircut. They're already in a transformation mindset, and psychologically, I have to tell you that this is a beautiful, beautiful time. Isolated, okay? You've got you have isolation and relaxation. If you want to make a presentation, if you don't have isolation and relaxation, then you've already lost. If the person isn't comfortable around you, meaning they trust you, if they're not relaxed, and if you don't have their full attention, then you're at a disadvantage. When a person comes down, they're sitting in a chair. They might as well be strapped down because they can't move. No more captive audience except a movie theater. They're strapped down and they've got, guess what, a narrator. They've got somebody talking to them who they can't wait to listen to and talk to and share stories with them. By goodness, if that person is excited about something and they're chattering about it, and I don't mean that in any sexist way, I get caught up in the same thing. When people are chattering about something and they're excited, I get excited. It is human nature. I am curious. I am asking the questions. Tell me more about that. And so what we have tried to do is I have tried to create a presentation that we could use to go into beauty salons, workout studios, chiropractic offices, personal trainers, even ultimately churches and charities who want to raise money. That's right. This is all starting to happen. But it starts with this program called the One Ton Challenge. A one-ton challenge is a way to literally boldly say that I'm looking for 200 people to do a transformation, not one or two, but 100 or 200. Go big or go home, okay? That's the truth. That's why they say that. If you're bold enough to say that you want 200, there's a silly saying that says, aim for the moon, and if you fall short, you'll still be among the stars. Well, I think they got it wrong. I think it's aim for the stars, and if you fall short, you can still land on the moon. But the bottom line is, don't be afraid to go big. Don't be afraid to look for that volume. Don't be afraid to take advantage of the momentum of New Year's. Don't be afraid, okay, to do this, because volume is going to be your friend. And the people on the phone, a lot of you know that. I'm really surprised and really flattered, and this is the truth, that we have a crown on the line. Crowns have already been there. They've done that. They know what they're doing. The fact that a crown is on the line and is still saying that I'm willing to learn is so amazing. I imagine most of the people on the call right now are looking to achieve crown. They're looking for that volume, and it starts by climbing the ladder. You know what I mean? You got to become, you know, a director and then a diamond and then work your way up the diamond ranks, etc. But when you need volume to do that. Structure too, but volume especially. Now you're going to take advantage of the momentum being created by the New Year season. And you want to be able to chart people's success. So guess what we're going to do? David Litt came up with an idea to have a contest. We're going to give away $2,000 to the first person who helps their community lose 2,000 pounds. It's an extra bonus. So imagine that you get a beauty salon, and we'll do the math in a minute, but we do get the beauty salon to do 200 transformations. They're going to earn a minimum of $10,000. Beauty salons would love to earn a little bit of money. Okay. Now I'm going to go through the tools. I want to show you how we actually activate. How are we going to activate this? How are we going to make it happen for you at the store level? Okay, because that's really important. There's a formula for success. They say success leaves clues, right? Well, there's a formula for success, and it is learning to fail. What the heck are you talking about? Success, learning to fail. They teach it in colleges now. And here's what you do. You go out and you try it. And then you fail, and then you revise, and then you try again. And then you succeed, and then you repeat what worked. You're going to need to make 5 or 6 or 7 unsuccessful presentations before you figure it out. Here's what they want to hear. Here's what I have to say. Here's what I did wrong. And then you're just going to start clicking and popping and knocking them out of the park. So I want you all to be prepared to fail. But at the same time, I want you to understand the potential. So I'm going to go through the potential just so you get that it's worth your time to try this. Don't be afraid of the failure that will ultimately lead to your amazing success. Okay? Give me one moment to take a sip of water. You can probably tell I'm talking a little too fast. Okay, by the way, I'm doing my favorite thing. I'm sipping on organic grapefruit juice. And then I take my master aminos. And it's like, I think it gives me too much energy. So, because the grapefruit juice actually makes the master aminos enter your body even faster than they already do. And I might have overdosed here this morning. But anyway, loving my astaxanthin and my master aminos and my grapefruit juice. But let's talk, you know that I'm not the master of the compensation plan, but I do know this. I know there's 200,000 beauty salons that see an average of 30 people per day. That means the little ones and the big ones see an average of 30 people a day. Now, that's 6 million people a day going through beauty salons. That's what I call volume. Now, let's say that you could tap into 3 of those. Let's not get ambitious. Let's try to find 3 beauty salons that you are going to sort of babysit and build. Now, with 3 beauty salons having 30 people per day, I'm telling you that 3 a day is a very realistic goal. If you do 3 a day times 6 days, that's 18 a week. Okay? 18 a week? Wow. That's 80 a month. With approximately $200 volume per, you're looking at, you know, $16,000 volume, $18,000 volume, maybe $20,000 volume per salon in a month. Now, you know as well as I do that that could get you all the way up to blue diamond volume if you have the structure. And that's pretty cool. That means mathematically that you could be a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month earner just by getting 3 salons under your belt. Do you get that potential? If you've been looking for somewhere to put your energy, well, guess what? It's time to make a visit. It's time to make a call. It's time to send an email. It's time to select 3 to 5 beauty salons that you are going to work with for 1 or 2 days per week for 3 to 4 weeks. And during that time, you know how many network marketing prospects you're going to identify who have come through and sat in that chair and said, oh my God, I love what you're doing. Yeah, the beauty salon may be the entry point, but it is also going to allow you exposure to the breadth of American people. And those are the people you want to talk to. You're going to be able to identify prospects for network marketing on the second level like crazy. So again, you're going to want to make a visit. You may be the type who just wants to drop in and say, are you the owner of this salon? I've got a plan I want to show you. It's faster to make a call, but not as personal. And I'm going to go over that script with you in just a moment. We've got an email that Debbie is so awesome. It's not the final. but it's pretty darn close. You could modify it yourself. It was sent. It is on the back office now, thanks to Debbie Darling. There's a script that I was rushing to get through. My staff had to leave for Christmas. I feel really bad. So I went ahead and just took a picture of my grammatically incorrect with misspelled words, quick typing of it, and put it on Facebook this morning. But I'm going to go over it with you in just a moment because it starts with making the script your own anyway. I'm going to give you what I feel has been a very effective, and here's what I mean. I paid a telemarketing company. That's right. I paid them to make 3,000 test calls for us. 3,000 test calls, and without knowing anything about Purium, just simply reading the script that I'm about to read to you, they were able to get dozens and dozens and dozens of salons to say that they wanted more information. And that's not a bad thing. It didn't say that they want to do it. They want information, and when they want information, you have to have an effective email to send to them to explain how the program works, what it is, what's expected of them, and what they should expect from you. And David Litt actually put together a brilliant letter, and we just put it up on the back office now. And that's an email that you're going to send after they say, yeah, that sounds interesting. Send me some information. Okay, so this is a process. It is math. It literally is math. You are going to have to learn what I call, you know, the Albert Pujols lesson. Albert Pujols is the highest paid player in the Major League Baseball right now. And he strikes out more than anybody else. In the year when he got that huge contract, he had struck out more than anybody else in Major Leagues. But guess what else he did? He hit 38 clutch home runs. That means 38 times he helped his team by hitting the ball out of the park. But guess what? For every time he hit it out of the park, he struck out 28 times. 28 times he had to walk back to his teammates having been a failure. But that other time, when he smacked it out of the park, that's what they paid him for. That's what he made the big money for. Now, I guarantee you, Brandy, who's on the phone right now, she has smacked it out of the park. But, man, I guarantee you, she struck out more times than you could count because they don't always say yes. But you don't make money off of the nose. You fight through the nose. You don't let the nose get you down because the nose are nothing more than a stepping stone to the yes. And if you don't keep walking over the nose, then you don't get to the yes. Think about that. The no's are stepping stones to the yes. And if you don't walk through enough no's, you don't get to that yes. But revising and making yourself better is very important. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call, okay? We're going to call a beauty, and we're going to give them our little script. You know what I mean? We're not going to be afraid to say that we are looking for them. We are calling you because we are looking for people in this territory. We're looking for some leaders in this territory to help their communities and earn a lot of money doing it. Okay? And that's got to be a good thing. It just has to be a good thing. So here's the way that the script goes. And you could modify it, but this is what our telemarketers did. People who had never learned or practiced or knew anything about Purium, they simply called a list of salons. And they said, and I'm going to use my own information here. Hello, my name is David, and we're looking for select motivated salons in the Long Beach area who want to earn $10,000 or more, helping us run a really fun and really effective weight loss challenge for your clients. It's called the One Ton Challenge. Now, remember, the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. And we have a simple, proven program that helps people lose 10 pounds in just 10 days. The timing is perfect since hundreds of people will pass through your salon in the next 30 to 60 days. these people are going to be looking to start a New Year's resolution to lose weight. Now, with our program, you could earn thousands of dollars from the same people who are already walking through your door without doing essentially any more work. You'll be blown away by the one-ton challenge program and how fast you can earn money while helping your clients to lose weight and feel great. Now, I want to send you information. So what's best, email, text, or if you want, I could just drop by if we're close enough. You're not always close enough, of course. So now you're not going to say that all at once without interruption. You're not just going to spit it out with them not questioning. You're going to work your way through it. And you could say, hey, my name's David, and I'm calling with the One Ton Challenge. We're looking for select salons in the Long Beach area who want to earn $10,000 or more, running a really, really cool weight loss challenge, and I want to just take 1 second of your time to tell you about it. And then I could email you out some information, but just give me a moment. Are you the owner? Are you the person who makes a decision on these things? And then they're going to say, no, I'm not, but it sounds really cool. Let me get the owner. That's the way it usually happened with our telemarketers. And then you have to go through it again when the owner gets on the call. You have to start all over again. Hey, like I was telling your person, my name's Dave. We're looking for motivated salons in your area. We want to help you earn $10,000 or more running a really fun, effective weight loss challenge. It's called the One Ton Challenge. And as you know, the number one New Year's resolution is losing weight. And this simple, proven program helps people lose 10 pounds in 10 days. And this has been written about by Harper's Bazaar. It's been reviewed by Muscle and Fitness. It's amazing. And this is perfect timing since hundreds of people will be coming to your salon in the next 2 months, and they're all going to be looking to start a New Year's resolution. And with our program, you could earn thousands of dollars in the next couple of months from the same people who are already going to be coming through your door. You're really going to be blown away by the one-ton challenge and how fast you can earn money. And remember, it helps your clients lose weight and feel great. And believe it or not, you could send an email out to everybody who's ever come to your salon telling them about the challenge. It's probably going to motivate more and more people to come get their hair done, you know, as well. See, it's a very simple. You need to make it personal. You need to use this as a basis for what you say. You don't just read it. You start to learn it. And that's why I said you're going to fail 4, 5, 6, 7 times as you figure out how to make this script your own, how to make it more effective. Some of you are going to go out and get the very first salon you talk to because they're your friend. It's where you get your hair done, and you can just walk in, and that's going to be the easy one. And then from what you learn from them, but remember your goal. I want to go through the math for you real quick. If you could get three salons to play with you, and you could take the time to babysit them, okay, that means you help them out. You're busy. You pitch the 10-day transformation. You put the posters up for them. You put the flyers in front of every single person's desk, okay, a haircutting station. You make it happen. You don't wait for it to happen. You make it happen. You make it happen. You babysit three salons, and the volume potential, the minimum volume potential that I believe that you're going to be pulling out is $40,000 to $50,000 a month on the first level. You're going to identify people who are going to be ready to work marketing because so many people come through those salons and they're going to love what they see. They're going to love your enthusiasm. They're going to love the presentation and they're going to want to be part of it. So not everybody on the phone has tons of contacts. Not everybody on the phone has the ability to identify prospects easily. A lot of you have the talent, the skill, the motivation, and the resources. You just don't have a program or prospects, and I wanted to fix that. And I looked myself in the mirror like a month ago, and I said, what are you doing for Purium people to help them in New Year's resolution season? And the answer was nothing. Really, nothing. And I had to change that. And everybody was distracted because we had to do the kids' products. You know what I mean? We had to get the skincare right. We had to make sure that we were getting ready, everything fixed, so that we're ready to roll in 2000. And I said, I've got to grab this bull by the horns. So if you're on the call tonight, by the way, I just checked, there's nearly 500 strong Purium people on the call. This is amazing. This means that you guys, the day after Christmas, are ready to make 2016 happen. So here's what I've done. And this is, again, without many resources at all. I stole time, and I designed those flyers, and I designed those posters, and I begged David. I didn't have to beg. Dave's awesome. And we got together some scripts and some email blasts. But there's one more piece I want to get together, and I'm going to work on it with our art department starting Monday, and that's a success chart. I want each salon to have a success chart, and every time they sign up a transformer, I want them to add 10 pounds to their success chart. And I want them to count and say, we've now helped our community lose 100 pounds. We've now helped them lose 200 pounds, all the way up until they're like, oh, my God, we're like within 500 pounds of this challenge. And they start going out looking for their final 50 people. You see, you got to give people something to rally around. You got to give them something to do. And remember, they don't have to do a 10-day challenge. I believe that once they go and check it out, they're going to go, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to do that core three because I'm still going to lose weight. I'm still going to accomplish my goals. It may not be 10 pounds in 10 days. It might be 10 pounds or 12 pounds in 30 days. And boy, I've now changed my lifestyle as well. So this is really, really awesome because when you're talking to those people, what else do you have? Oh, we have kids' products. What else do you have? Oh, we have skincare. So while you're getting your hair done, maybe you care about your skin. Maybe you care about your kids. Maybe you care about losing some weight. I've always dreamed of having a caveat, of having an entree into beauty salons. How do we make beauty salons pay attention to us and say they want to play with us and now have the answer? It's called the one-ton challenge. Now, I can't let everybody do this, but if we have some leaders on the phone, and that would mean if you are, let's say, a blue diamond or above, or if you have a beauty salon, I want you to hit *6 if you would like to comment, if you have a question, if you'd like to give some input, because this is your call. This is, I am so ready to help you succeed in 2016. I'm going nuts, okay? So anybody, Brandy, do you have anything to pitch in if you're still out there? I know it's busy season, but if anybody's out there, again, first let's start with our blue diamonds and above or a beauty salon owner, esthetician type of thing who wants to comment. *6 will get you able to speak.
Hey, Dave, this is
okay, no, both of you stay on the line. Let's start with one at a time.
Go ahead, you go first.
Well, okay, this is Paula, and I'm not a blue diamond, but I cannot help myself but to jump on because just last week, I think it was last Tuesday, I made a list of 20 spas and wellness centers in my new market. And I started cold calling these spas and telling them that I have a product that they would love and asking if I could stop by with more information. And out of 20, 5 people said, yes, bring me more information. And I'm just giddy with what you just laid out because I have 4 follow-up appointments with out of those 5. I have 4 follow-up appointments this coming Wednesday. And so now I'm going to be able to lay out this one-ton challenge, and I got to tell you, this is like rocket fuel. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for this. This is awesome.
Woohoo! Thank you for that. Okay.
Hey, David.
Anybody
Gloria
else?
Capola. Hi.
Hey, Gloria.
Red Diamond
you?
Here in Florida. I love this. I actually have some beauty salons under me, so I know this is a fabulous idea because they are some of my biggest accounts. I love the incentives you have and the tools that you're going to give us, and I'm excited to rock this one out. Thank you so much.
Woohoo! Now, here's the beautiful thing I didn't even tell you. We've created a special pack that allows – this is going to blow your mind – that allows them to get – more gift cards until they've gotten 200 transformers. And guess what? They get not 6 or 12, but 24 months to help their community lose 1 ton. You see, this isn't like, oh, you got to do it overnight. We want them to. We want it to happen right away, but we have done something called a perpetual gift card program specifically so we could build momentum in communities. It's going to be available, again, for these salons. That means they could get up to 200 gift cards. That's $10,000 in product to give away so that they could earn $10,000. Unprecedented. Anybody else out there? I'd love to hear from you.
Hey,
if
David,
you have any
this
questions,
is John.
Hey, John, my man.
How you doing? What a wonderful kind of Christmas gift here. I love the program, and what I really love about the way you've designed this is that you put all the incentives, you know, in the right place. You put an incentive out there for people to go get the job done. The $2,000 is an amazing gift, but more than that, it's just the timing of this, because we're always looking for that great door opener that allows us to have an easy conversation. The way you laid out the script should make it really accessible for everybody to make those phone calls. And you know, I'm glad you kind of mentioned that there's a little bit of a learning curve and people getting comfortable, you know, with the pitch, so to speak, with the statement that you're going to make. But boy, after you make those first few, it gets fun, it gets easy. I think it's brilliant. I'm really looking forward to getting it started. And I think we've got some people on our team that will knock it out of the park. So thanks for the opportunity, David.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Who's that?
Hi, David. Debbie in California.
Okay, let's take Debbie, then Cindy.
All right. So I know you just met one of my closest friends, Catherine. She made Diamond this year, and she happens to work in a salon. She's not the salon owner. The interesting thing to me, as I watched her progress and go up to Diamond and getting ready to surpass that, is the fact that we're sitting in a salon of about 4 to 5 chairs. And what we start doing on purpose is a conversation about what's happening in our life. And, I mean, this goes on every day with everything in our lives. I mean, everybody in there knows our personal lives.
It's the fly on the wall technique. I love it.
It is. It's perfect. And so what happens is I'm talking about, oh, my gosh, do you realize I've been on this for a year? I have not gotten sick since over a year with 2 grandkids and people around me and seeing 4 to 5 people a day. I've not gotten sick once. And then all of a sudden, somebody's sitting in the other chair, and their little ears perk up and go, well, what's going on? Why is she not getting sick?
But,
yeah. Yes, exactly. So that's it's an absolutely perfect design and a very easy way for us to get people interested instead of them just selling a product. That's the wrong way to approach them. And
yes.
So this is a nice – I love the idea – so whoever came up with it, kudos. And, hey, everybody's going to have a really happy new year with this one.
Love it. Awesome. Well, I know that this call is, you know, it's we're going close to an hour now. And so, I mean, 40 minutes now. And I am unlimited in my capacity to help you guys out with this. I am so excited about it. I'm trying to figure out how we could have ongoing support calls or maybe have a Facebook page where we help each other learn. I want to see you guys do unprecedented volume like you never even imagined. And remember, you've got to do what the smart people do. You've got to build the structure. But once people build structure, they're always going, oh, my God, I just need to get that volume. You know it's true. You guys could build the structure, and this is going to help you do it. So I am really excited. I'm seriously, like, I want – economic prosperity for every single one of you. I've seen Purium change lives. I've seen people who came to their first meeting, and this is it's emotional for me. I've seen people come to Purium meetings in rags, people who are living in their cars, and they're like blue diamonds, they're crowns. They're making thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We have an opportunity here. Not everybody has the same contacts or whatever, but I want to see you guys thrive, because guess what? I figured something out really amazing a long time ago. If I could help people when they help me help people, I just want you to think about it for a second. My whole life is dedicated 95%, I try to find 5% to think about me. 95% of my life is dedicated to trying to make this world a better place, to improve the quality of lives for people I've never met. because that's the ideals that I was raised to believe in. Those are the heroes that I admired. And all I do is aspire to be one of them, even a fraction of one of them, in the way that they made this world a better place. And so you guys, if you don't experience this prosperity, this economic prosperity that comes along with making the world a better place, then we're never going to inspire the next generations of people to want to do the same. This isn't about a fight between anybody and Monsanto. This is a fight about, honestly, the fundamental right and wrong of whether or not we embrace life as a gift and whether we celebrate it. And that's what I believe in. And anything that detracts from human, you know, wellness and human opportunity and human freedom, I'm the enemy of that. And if Monsanto resembles that, then I'm the enemy of Monsanto. But it isn't the name Monsanto. It's the energy behind it, the greed and the self-centeredness and the single-minded, short-sightedness of it all. We have to be the diametrical opposite of that. We can't do it if we don't get into the lives of people. We can't get into the lives of people if we don't find the volume. And this is nothing more than a way to find that volume. So we're getting this stuff up on the back office. Please be patient. I know that the email is there now. The script will be there Monday because I made the stupid mistake of saying I wanted it to look nicer. I wanted them to edit it and to spell check it and to put a logo on it for you guys because I wanted it to look nice. And they're like, okay, we could do that Monday because we got to leave. And I didn't have a chance to go put it up anyway. So anyway, I did my very best. Debbie put the email. The script is easy. You could read that. You could modify it yourself. It's on my Facebook page. Debbie put the email, the follow-up email, on the back office. You could also change that a tiny bit if you want to make sure that it represents, but you can't make claims about them making money. So here's the key phrase you need to learn. A salon that holds a successful transformation, equals 200 transformers, will earn $10,000 or more. That is a truthful statement because of the Give 50, Get 50. That's the truthful statement that we could stand behind, and it's powerful. So again, I want to thank you for being here on the call tonight. I want to congratulate you for being among the most ambitious, and I want you to not be afraid to, you know, email Purium to ask some questions. I'm not going by if you are my Facebook friend. I am, but don't overwhelm me if you have questions. But I want to continue to have support calls so that we could practice and we could learn together and we could share so that every one of you could build that $48,000 to $50,000 in volume that's going to take you to blue diamond volume and help propel you to the average income in America working Purium part-time, so or full-time if you want to far exceed that. So appreciate you. I hope that you have learned something from tonight. I tried to go down the bouncing ball. I'll do it again. You make a call. You send an email, right? You show them the program, and you tell them that you want to come in. You're going to work one or two days per week for 3 or 4 weeks in those salons, and here's the reason why. While you're in there, you're going to be able to identify network marketing prospects, and you're going to be able to train their staff to present for you for months or years to come. And once you've done it with three and got them started, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go get three more started, and then you're going to get three more started after that. And pretty soon, you're not just going to have blue diamond volume, okay? You're going to have crown volume. That's what I want for all of you. So that's when you start sharing in pools. That's when you start getting bonuses, lifestyle bonuses, when you start hitting blue diamond volume and have the structure. So it's not just your 5% on that second level and everything that comes after that. It's also the bonus pools. It's also, you see what I mean? Lifestyle bonuses. It starts to add up, and it starts to add up to thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, $3,000 to $5,000 minimum, if you do just what I explained to you today. So appreciate you guys. I hope that you're going to have a great new year. But remember that I'm not done this week. I'm going to be at work, and I'm going to keep the momentum going. I'm going to get that chart, that progress chart. We're going to have this pack, and I'm going to add that progress chart to the pack. We're going to get that made as soon as possible. I believe that pack is going to be available January 4th to ship. That's going to have posters, flyers, the progress chart, everything that they need to rock this thing. So thank you all. God bless you. I'm going to unlock the phone just because it is our tradition so I can share a little bit of love with all of you. One moment.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year. Eddie in Florida, this is Bob. And Sierra in Toronto, hi, this is Bob.
Awesome.
Karam
Rob.
We
rock!
Woohoo! Woohoo! You rock! We love you!
Love you!
All content is over. Thank you.